Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of people there. There was, I mean, just a bunch of Niner fans and Raider fans, you know, all over the place. A lot more than you usually see, I guess, at other places. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go into the park, get our seats. And it seemed pretty mellow at the beginning, you know, the second quarter, it seemed pretty mellow. But as the game went on, it got a little more intense. More people got rowdier.
So from where you were sitting, you were able to observe other fights?
Yeah. I think the first time I noticed it was probably around the second quarter. I looked over to my right and I saw a brawl going on, probably a couple sections away from us. It was just definitely a different vibe than what it usually is. It seemed like people were a little more harsh than they usually are. And so, yeah. So around the fourth quarter, I went to get up to go to the bathroom. I went with my sister, and the lines and everything else was so intense that she wanted to just go to the bathroom with me and use the bathroom there, because the girls' bathroom was packed and there was already a lot of brawls and other things going on, to where she didn't feel safe just going in by herself into another bathroom, which she thought she'd be safer being around a lot of guys and not going by herself into a girls' bathroom.
Okay, so both you guys go to the men's restroom. What happens next?
From what I remember, I just remember going in there. She went into the bathroom. I went to the bathroom to use the urinal. And I don't really remember what happened from there. But as far as I know, I do what I usually do and just ignore people that, you know, run their mouth. And that was the last thing I remember, is just somebody, I guess, running their mouth. And I just ignoring them like I usually do. And from there, I blocked out.
So no words were exchanged between you and the guy who assaulted you?
No. Especially hearing the features of the guy, I wouldn't run my mouth to a person that big. Yeah. And but yeah, he was running his mouth and I was just ignoring him because I didn't want to get into it with anybody.
Do you remember what he looks like?
No, I don't. Okay. No.
How do you feel about games now, whether it's you going, friends, family attending? I mean, what's your perspective on these games now?
Well, my perspective now is just that it should never get to the level that you should feel unsafe at a game. It shouldn't be to the point where you are fearing for your life, or even if you want to take your kids or, you know, your nieces, or I don't think that you should fear where you're sitting or who you're going to come in contact with. It just shouldn't get to that point. You're going to watch an NFL game or any kind of game, and you're going there to have fun and enjoy watching the game. And there is no point to where you should ever question if anything's going to happen to you. Really gone downhill as far as how much security and how much they're just letting everything get by, and you go in there and you don't feel protected anymore.
Right.
Anything can happen at any point, and that's not how you should feel. You should feel that these games should be like they used to, and you should be able to go with your family and not fear for your life.
Would you still go to a game tomorrow?
I don't think that I would just go to any game.
Did you notice a presence with security and police at the Candlestick, or you didn't?
I did notice a lack of security inside the aisles and at different places. You know, we walked in and we just went to our seats. There was no one there to guide us. There was no people that, you know, usually seat you like these other events.
Obviously, you were unconscious, but what was told to you via your sister or other witnesses, like, did the police respond right away to you in the bathroom? Do you know? Have you heard anything? Or like,
I don't really know how fast they got to me. I know that someone was able to go out to my group of people that I was sitting with and told them what had happened in the bathroom, and they came running. So they had enough time to go back to the seats, get my friends, and then from then they stayed and guarded me because I was blacked out and unconscious, and people didn't respond fast enough to where if it was even more intense, I think my life could have been taken in a second because it wasn't quick enough. It's affected me a lot, just in a way that I didn't think that I'd, knowing myself and knowing how I react to things, I didn't think that I'd have to fear for my life. I've lost on work and my lifestyle is a lot different right now. I thought I would just be going to a game and then going home and working on Monday like I usually do.
What would you say to the guy who assaulted you and or the other knuckleheads?
I would say, why take the violence that they took at these games that deep? Why go that far in hurting somebody for somebody, some teams that they don't care about you? I mean, I think NFL is worthy of their fans, and these teams are worthy of their fans, but I don't think that they would go that far to keep their fans. This rival game, why wouldn't they up the security on that? These people that run these things have just, for me, I feel like they're just trying to save money and not upping the security. Yeah, I think I would just ask the person that assaulted me, why go that far to hurt somebody that bad if these people don't care about you all that much?
Are you upset at them?
I don't tend to hold grudges against people. I don't know what this person's background's like. I don't know where they came from. Seeing as many people as I do, as many crazy people as they are, I think they all have a reason why they're as nuts as they are. So I don't think I'm mad, but at the same time, I don't think that where he took this thing was anywhere appropriate that he'd ever have a reason for it to be appropriate. Mm-hmm. What's he ever going to get out of this? You know, that he assaulted somebody and could have killed them. And what's prideful in that? The team's not going to sit behind you and not put lawyers to fight for you and winning your case in case it came down to that case. You know, they throw you under the bus as soon as they find out who you are.
Right.
There was a huge risk from my from the medical point of view on it that it could have gone. I was at 50-50 as far as they got to me and how quickly San Francisco General helped me, I think, was a huge thing. And I think they did as best as they could, which helped me a lot. But I think that it could have gone a totally different way with the minor bleeds in my head and in my brain. I think it could have, if I weren't maybe as healthy as I am, I think I could have been paralyzed or, you know, even been a vegetable, gone into a coma. It could have gone either way, and I'm just happy that I'm doing a lot better now than what I was before. You know, at one point I did worry a lot, thinking that I was going to do worse, but developing now after a couple of weeks, I think it's going in the right direction, and I'm taking it nice and slow, but it's definitely going to where I think I will get mostly back to normal, but I'll still maybe have some long-term effects on this.
And lastly, as far as the investigation goes, what do you know? What do you hope for?
I hope they end up catching somebody or the person that did this, because I think justice needs to be served on this happening, and they at least need to make an example out of, you know, getting this person. But as far as, do I think they're going to catch him? No, I think the SFPD will probably just let this one slide. And because I'm doing a lot better, maybe if I was still doing worse or not as good as I am, I think they would probably have more an investigation. I haven't really been reading or hearing much news about it, but I think they're just going to let it slide and let this guy get away, which is kind of ridiculous. You know, people shouldn't be able to get away with this. I think they should go through a little more to try to find somebody like this.
Do you think... Do you think if... He's going to come out barking. I'm going to wait till he does it.
Go see Rock. Go see Rock real quick.
Just so he doesn't bark, he knows you're here. If you think you were in Brian Stowe's situation, they would be going after this guy more intensely?
I think they definitely would. I think in that situation, they would definitely go after somebody and not stop till they did, because if they didn't, it'd be worse publicity on them. on whoever runs the show, the, you know, SFPD or Candlestick or the Niners, I think that they'd get such bad publicity after everything happened with Brian Stowe that they would go through a further depth of trying to find somebody to blame this on. Mm-hmm. You know, I think now that they haven't really heard of anything else going on, is that they're just going to be able to let it slide, and, you know, nobody's really going to really look for a result, because I'm not in a worse state now. I'm doing a lot better, and I think that because of that, people are just going to let it go.
If you could choose one word to describe this whole incident, what would that word be?
Bad luck. I think when it comes down to it, it was just bad luck on my part. Not that I could have done anything to be different, but just going to the bathroom and being a person that ignores somebody else, trying not to get in a fight, and this person just going off on me and hurting me as bad as he did, I think it just ends up being bad luck. I think it could have been somebody else, but I don't think anybody else should have been at this situation. But the thing is I think it ends up being just bad luck for me to be at that place at that time.
By being passive, it probably almost fuels the fire even more for this guy. Would you agree? By you not saying anything and not acknowledging him and just ignoring it, which is what we're told to do.
I think for me not to be out there and making a big riot about this and trying to find this person, you know, left and right, I think it definitely shuts it down a lot more. I think that people are just going to ignore it because they're not hearing from anybody else trying to get to this person, which I think is pretty ridiculous on my part for not to blow it up as much as I should. But at the same time, I don't want to make it any more dangerous for me and get my face out there and have people knowing that I'm trying to find this person.
That's what I was going to say. We're remaining anonymous for a reason. I mean, that does make you nervous then? I mean, you don't want this guy to know what you look like and where you work and your name, right?
It does make me a bit nervous. Yeah, if they knew that, I think it would make me a lot more nervous because of I would feel they're not searching enough for him, or they're not trying to find him enough to where if he wanted to, he can get to me by knowing my name or by looking me up if people knew my name. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I do think that since it's not publicly that big, I think that I would have to fear for my life if I was out there and, you know, put my face on these things.